It's The Other Side of Midnight with Frank Morano.
Well, don't look now, but there's a lot of images being floated around the internet of a UFO that might have been spotted near LaGuardia Airport. Now, who knows what this is? I certainly don't. But I will tell you, there is nothing I am more curious about than the prospect of extraterrestrials. Is there intelligent life elsewhere? If there is, have they visited this planet? If they haven't, what are all these sightings that experienced military pilots and others have seen? To me, the combination of those three questions not only provides a lot of great fodder for late night radio, but I think is one of the most enduring questions in the history of human civilization. So I was really interested to see what was going on in terms of this Contact in the Desert conference. Turns out this is the world's leading UFO and UAP conference. And at first, I was a little sore that no one asked me to MC any of these panels. And then I look at the list of panelists and experts that are going to be speaking at this event, which starts May 30th. And it reads like a who's who of UFO guests that we've had on this show or wanted to get on this show. So I figured getting all these guys together, we should probably find out what this is all about. Who better to turn to than the man who is putting this all together, Ron Janix, owner and producer of Contact in the Desert, or as they call him, Captain Ron. Ron, thanks so much for joining me on the radio.
Absolutely, Frank. Yeah, that's the big question. Have UFO alien beings come to Earth? That is the big question. Yes, there's lights in the sky, and we all see that. But, you know, I think everybody assumes, or most people agree, that there is alien life out there. The question is whether or not it's been to Earth. And I think a lot of people, you know, at our event think that that is happening.
So, Ron, first tell us, how did you get the moniker Captain Ron? What are you a captain of?
Of nothing. That was a silly thing that we started on a radio show years ago, and it stuck, and I'm kind of stuck to it now.
Good for you. I like it. I make people address me as superstar, so it's
well, there
it's
you always... go. Better yet.
Ron, tell me about Contact in the Deserts, May 30th to June 3rd. What's the point of this conference, and who's going to be there? Where is it?
It's in the Coachella Valley. It's right near Palm Springs Airport, and it's a gathering. We have 73 speakers that talk on subjects related to lights in the sky, UFOs, contact experiences, anything related to that realm of paranormal. And it's also got a lot of people that talk about other things similar. For example, artificial intelligence. We have a huge tract of artificial intelligence and where science and space exploration is going using artificial intelligence. We also have a big tract of government disclosure where, for example, the attorney Daniel Sheehan, Stephen Bassett, they're going to be talking about what's happening in Congress right now. I don't know if you're aware, but Congress has been having closed-door meetings with various whistleblowers and people from the military who have had these encounters and had these experiences. And it seems like we're moving slightly closer to disclosure.
If people want to learn more about this, by the way, they can go to contactinthedesert.com. It's contactinthedesert.com. Ron, this is right up my alley. I wish I could be there. But a lot of folks are listening to this conversation, and they're saying, here's a guy, you, who is trying to make money by hyping up something that's non-existent. I'm sure this is a criticism that you've heard before. How do you respond to the cynics in our audience who say this is something that people like Frank Morano and Ron Janix hype up just for radio ratings or for clicks or to get people to buy tickets to a conference?
Yeah, that couldn't be further from the truth. Number one, we this is a mission-driven event, and if you look at our books, you'll see that we do not make that much money, to be honest. So, that's off the table. The reality is, This is a group, a collection of people that genuinely have an interest in this, genuinely have had experiences. You know, there's different military people that have had different experiences. All of this is really coming from the heart and is very real. This is not at all malevolent in any way. We're not trying to do anything like that. We're not trying to even steer people's beliefs in different ways. We don't, you know, make any proclamations that it is aliens or whatever. In fact, I often stress that we should settle down with going right to the alien answer. Maybe it's something else, but what is it? There is strange things happening in our world, and we would like to move closer to what is happening, what the answers are.
Interesting, which I just absolutely love. You mentioned that you think it seems we're getting closer to disclosure. Fill folks in on that. Obviously, Congress can have these closed-door meetings with whistleblowers. We don't know what these whistleblowers are telling Congress. So what leads you to think that we're getting to the point where the government is going to come forward with more information that they know?
Well, Senator Schumer wrote a bill last year called the UAP Disclosure Act. I mean, when's the last time you heard anything like that out of our Congress? You haven't. I mean, it's incredible that the fact that these guys are even talking about it. There's a UAP caucus in Congress now. They're actually having meetings with military officials and ex-military people. I think that's incredible. You know, it's not, we're not at the doorstep of disclosure, but we're certainly seeing a lot more acceptance of this discussion, and more people are taking it seriously from Congress. And I think that's a huge step forward.
So what do you think the next steps are?
Well, I think, if these guys keep pushing, you know, what happened is Schumer wrote that bill, and it was really going to get a lot of information to come out and a lot of clarity and a lot of transparency. And then what happened is right before they ended up passing it in December, they gutted it and took a lot of the teeth out of it.
Mm-hmm.
So I think what's going to happen next is hopefully, as a few guys like Tim Burchett and some others are pushing for, they're going to get that original bill back. You know, that group Arrow that recently formed in the government, Department of Defense, is saying there's no such thing. We have no proof of aliens or ET technology. However, if you talk to some military witnesses, they say otherwise.
Do you believe that the government, and look, when we use that term, the government, that covers a lot of ground, but let's talk about key leaders in the military and the president, because when this subject comes up, those are the folks that most come to personify the knowledge of the subject. Do you believe that the president and key military leaders know more than they're letting on, or do you believe that they're as much in the dark as the public is on this subject?
I think it's the latter. From what you read and what you hear, I don't think the president has a need to know. He's in there for 4 years and he's out. And I think that there is a very strong possibility that there are black projects that are buried deep in the government that go on and on and on. If we have ET technology here, I don't think it even gets to the president. And I don't think it's the same for Congress. I think that those guys are just as much in the dark as the rest of us. And if you talk to some of these direct eyewitnesses, they make a very compelling case that there is something else going on.
We're talking with Ron Janix. He's getting ready to put on this Contact in the Desert conference from May 30th to June 3rd. If you want to get tickets or learn more about it, you can go to contactinthedesert.com, contactinthedesert.com. Who are some of the people that are attending that you're really excited about to hear yourself and that some of our listeners might be excited to hear?
Richard Dolan. We'll be speaking. Robert E. Grant, George Knapp is a very well-known journalist who I think is extremely important. Also, Matthew James Bailey. He's sort of heading up our AI, artificial intelligence, track, And I think that stuff's just fascinating. I think there's a lot of ways artificial intelligence ties into this community. For example, when they talk about these craft, oh, that can't be a being doing a 90-degree turn at that many miles per hour. It would die. You know, a human being wouldn't be able to withstand that. No, but artificial intelligence could. And what do you think we're going to send out into space? We're going to send artificially intelligently controlled craft that doesn't die, that doesn't get sick, constantly learning, sending back data constantly. Why would another civilization not do the same?
Richard, what's your belief as to the truth of extraterrestrials? Do you believe that there's extraterrestrials that have visited this planet?
I am extremely open to that. I've heard very compelling firsthand accounts, and it makes me extremely curious. What I will say is this. I feel that if you delve into this information at all, you will agree with me that there is certainly enough here that warrants more scientific investigation. And I'm trying to push for that, as is Avi Loeb from Harvard. That's sort of his mantra. It's like, look, we need to put some attention and some science behind this. And I'm in his camp.
If people like me can't make it out there to California May 30th to June 3rd, is there a way for people to watch any of these panels online, either live or after the fact?
Both, Frank. We're going to have a live virtual attendance, a possibility for our main room, which is going to have 14 different panels on it. So you can experience it live in real time. You can chat with other people there. You can hear everything that's going on. You can talk to other people that are watching. That's going to happen live. And then we're going to try to make all of our lectures and things available after the fact. And you can all get all of that through contactinthedesert.com as well.
Well, that's terrific. Contactinthedesert.com. Ron Janix, best of luck. I'm sorry I can't be there. Next year, I want to help you moderate one of these panels, Ron.
That would be great, brother. Would love to have you.
All right. Check it out. Contactinthedesert.com. A great lineup of speakers. And he mentioned a few, but a lot of folks that have been on this show, not only Avi Loeb, but Richard Dolan, Nick Pope, who's a regular on this show, Whitley Strieber, who's great, and a number of other folks that are just terrific. And honestly, a number of other folks like Travis Walton that I've wanted to get on this show that have not been on. So if you're into aliens, this is a fun conference to go to. You know, again, I hope to get there next year. All right, 800-848-9222 if you want to comment on any portion of our conversation. We'll continue straight ahead.